If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, hello, hello. This is A Glimpse Into the Workroom, this premium feed of Sissy's That Pod. This week we are talking about UK vs. the World Season 2, Episode 7 with journalist Harrison Brocklehurst. We get into the roast, we get into the bridal runways, the whole thing. If you want to hear the full episode, head over to headstuffpodcast.com. Thank you for all of you who have already headed over there. It is much appreciated. For €5 a month, you can get access to all the premium bonus feed of the show, all the coverage of UK vs. the World, plus all the episodes that are going to come over the next few months. And you know you'll be supporting the show, and I will be forever indebted to you. If you want to get an idea of what it sounds like over there, here's a 10-minute clip of this week's show. It's a new day in the workroom, and I am joined by pop culture journalist Harrison Brocklehurst. Hey, Harrison, how are you keeping?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All good, all good. Tell me what you're thinking of UK versus the world.
Yeah, I'm really liking it. I was quite nervous for it because I feel like season one was a bit all over the show. But I think I already like the cast from the off, but yeah, I've been really enjoying it, to be honest. I feel sorry for them that it's on a Friday night. I feel like that's a bit of a killer.
Yeah. I mean, the Friday night, I suppose it's Thursday night for UK, right? Yeah, that's kind of still, people still want to go out for it, but people will also be in and watching it as well. So yeah, there's probably a better day of the week.
Yeah, well, like normal seasons that aren't versus the world are on Thursday nights, which I think is good because everyone's just in and whatever. But I think Friday night, like the amount of times I've just had to watch in the morning, and it's kind of missing that live tweetiness, I think, that the seasons
have. Well, also, you know, X is dead, so to speak. That probably is,
yeah,
is an aspect to it as well. But yeah, I suppose I didn't really consider that. It's also kind of on more or less the same day as UK, US, so that when you wake up in the morning, like the feed is kind of diluted between UK versus the world and, well, mine is anyway, and Spain and US. So yeah, its own day of the week probably would have worked better, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Although I do kind of like if I have been out, like having versus the world and US to kind of watch in the morning, like that's kind of nice, but it still feel like I'm a bit kind of pulled in two different directions, and I like having a day or so to like digest.
But, well, I'm not gonna lie, for me it's easier Friday because I could record Saturday morning.
Yeah,
but that's
true.
Literally just a problem solved for the 10 people who do podcasts about it. Who have you been loving so far? Who of the eliminated queens were you most sad to see go?
I was really sad to see Arantxa go. I think she's such good vibes. I actually saw her out in the club the other week and she was really fun. But mostly, to be honest, my faves are all in, so I've not been too sad. Like, I've had a good time so far.
Is Arantxa living in the UK now, or was she just over?
I'm not sure. It was really weird. I didn't know, like, I'd been to Big Brother late in life, and then we went to Two Brewers in London, walked in, and Sam Bailey from The X Factor was, like, singing, like, the hits on stage. And I looked to my left, and it was, like, Bag of Chips, Tear Coffee, Katie Scott Claus, Arantxa, Ahura, and I feel like someone else, but I forgot. But they were, Victoria Scone was there. But they were just like all like on this little platform, and they weren't like performing or anything. They were just on a night out, but it was just really surreal. It was like everywhere I looked, I was like, oh.
Like, good to see drag queens. You say, yeah. Sam Bailey was singing the hits. Surely you meant Sam Bailey was singing the hit.
No, she was singing the hits that aren't her hits.
Oh,
she
okay, gotcha.
She was singing hits.
Singing Skyscraper on repeat.
She didn't even do Skyscraper unless she did it before I got there. But when I got there, she was doing... what's the one from Dreamgirls, the Jennifer Hudson song?
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm not going.
I'm telling you, I'm going. Yeah, it was amazing. She was killing it.
Well, I'm glad to know she's still, you know, being booked and blessed. Good old Sam Bailey.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon she's still? Was she a prison officer?
Yeah, I read her wiki afterwards, and I was shocked. Like on paragraph two, it's like in 2013, Sam Bailey supported Beyonce and Jay-Z on tour. Like, how crazy?
What?
Yeah, she supported them. How funny is that?
Oh my! We thought Alexandra Burke was iconic with her Beyonce. Moment.
So funny.
So on the run tour with Sam Bailey.
On the UK date, Sam Bailey, Woman in the Walk, yeah.
Oh, maybe I should reach Sam Bailey for an interview to get the tea on Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I mean, if she's doing the two brewers stage, I think I'm sure she would be willing to come on.
Yeah. Okay. I'll reach out to her. Okay, let's jump into this week's episode. Were you surprised that Hannah chose to eliminate Scarlett over Teresa last week?
I was really surprised. I thought it was bizarre. Like, I mean, I do think she was probably playing like a strategic game, or I think she either just doesn't like Scarlett as a person. That was the kind of vibe I was getting. Because she made a comment, didn't she? Like, something about like, oh, I want it to be like good vibes going forward or something like that.
Yeah, I know. She kind of like, she made it sound like I got on better with Teresa, so I kept her. And I felt like that's a coded version of saying Teresa was less threatening. But also, it was kind of rude to be like, I just want to be in here with people I like. It's like, so the subtext of that is what, you hate, you don't like me? I would be pressed if I was Scarlett.
Yeah, I think so too. Unless there's something we've not seen and there's been like some kind of tension.
Yeah.
Because it felt like a bit out of the blue.
Hmm. I think so too. But then at the end of this episode, she's like, I love you.
Yeah. And when Hannah was talking in the workroom later on, I caught that Scarlett went over and hugged her. So I don't know, like, I don't know if it's like serious beef or if it's just like telly beef, but it seemed like there was something up.
I mean, it's probably not beef. I think it's probably more like, four of these are my best friends and one of them is an acquaintance, maybe.
Yeah, to be fair, like, I do think that I really like Scarlett on US show, but I don't really know where she fit on this season. I feel like she kind of just has been there. And not that she's been doing bad, but just like, I feel like she doesn't really mesh in with the group as easy as everyone else does. Like, maybe it's a humor gap or something, but like, I don't know.
I kind of think she got more lost in the cast in like All Star 6. Where I think she feels, I think she kind of has her own sort of energy in this season. Like this kind of American energy, this kind of preppy energy. I think she gives good talking head. Whereas like, I don't know how many talking heads she would have got over like a Silky or an Evie. Well, she was with Silky both times that she competed, but like Jenna Sudaway. So I kind of felt she got more lost as just like a good fashion girl the first two times, whereas she's kind of got more of a personality across.
I feel like she got good talking heads, but I haven't really seen her like in the mix of the laughs with like other queens. Like there's I can't really think of any back and forth bantery moments. Whereas like someone like Hannah Condor, I feel like is in the mix, like constantly, like seems like a big warm presence in the room. Whereas I feel like Scarlett is quite good at just being like Scarlett and being that character to the TV, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. And I agree. I think she's more aloof and she's not kikiing as much with the other queens. Yeah, I guess maybe that's the impact then of Hannah, you know, Hannah's comments. And it did really feel like they were setting up, I thought they were setting up Scarlett to eliminate Hannah in this moment. I was like, oh no, is Hannah going to go? Is Scarlett going to get her revenge? But no, Lala was the other way around.
Yeah, I think they were kind of setting it up of like, either Scarlett wins this challenge or done for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned your favourites are still in it. Was Scarlett, was it one of your favourites?
No, not this season. I do not like her. I actually really like Scott MV, but I love Hannah Condor so much. I really, actually really like that second season of Down Under. And I wanted Spanky to win, so I was glad that Hannah can get this chance to come back and also kind of be on a series that's probably going to be watched by a lot more people, because I think she's such a polished, fun queen who can do like a lot of different stuff. I didn't know, I actually haven't watched Le Grand Dame's season of Drag Race France, so I didn't know her before, and I've never watched the Philippines one either, so I didn't know Marina, but I love both of them. I think they are such good queens, and like this season's really made me kind of fall in love with them. And Tia, I know personally, so I'm a bit biased, but like I think that she's like done herself so proud. Like I think she's really smashed it.
Yeah. I love Hannah as well. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I feel like every week I come on the podcast and I'm like, Hannah is not getting the props she deserves in this show yet. So I feel like I can retire happily now that she's got a win. But I guess we're jumping to the end of it. But yeah, love Hannah. Love Hannah. Okay, so this mini challenge was this hen party dance challenge. DJ Jazzy Jacob, who is what, 19? How young is that man?
I have no clue.
fetus DJ in the mix.
Yeah, maybe this is controversial, but I feel like we should just like sack off mini challenges. I don't want to see this nonsense. Like, I laugh. Maybe I'm just miserable, but I'm like, I want like mini challenges that are like feel impactful or like take a bit of a skill or something. Whereas this just felt like I'm watching someone play like a party game at a school disco, and I was like, okay,
let's go. The mini challenge in US last week, where they had to like vote for the shadiest or the most delusional. That was fun.
Yeah, I think, anything like that is fun.
I think the show, like, people feel strongly about the mini challenges, either to keep them or to not keep them. I feel the show in general has been veering away from them. But I also just feel like they're getting it less right whenever they do one, which I think is kind of confusing. I think like some of the most iconic moments of the first few seasons of US were in mini challenges in a way. And I feel like they've just kind of lost the essence of what makes them great.
I think just stick to the ones that work. Like, we don't have to have one every episode, but just obviously keep, I like the puppet one. I like the reading challenge, obviously. I kind of like some quick drag ones. I just don't want any like silly dance.
That's
ones
it for the clip. If you want to hear the full thing, head over to headstuffpodcast.com for €5 a month. You'll be able to get access to the full episode, the whole season, the back catalogue, and all the stuff that's due to come. I shall see you there.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.